Hey everybody, it's David Dyer, and welcome to Idioms episode 59. I'm your host, and Idioms is my dumb little podcast that makes you smarter. 5 minutes at the most. About the same time it takes before you realize you just can't keep your secret secret anymore, and you're gonna explode. And as the name implies, I talk about idioms. Those phrases we say in everyday conversation that seem completely out of place, yet you know exactly what they mean by the way they're being used. Good, so let's go. This is Idioms episode 59, and the idiom we're going to cover today is spill the beans. You've heard it. So I draw Gaga as my secret Santa at the office. This is a couple years after her career took a dive. And I do my best to disguise that it's me by putting her down all the time. Well, wouldn't you know, but Troy from HR has a crush on her, so he goes ahead and spills the beans and let her know it's me. And my hands are tied because he's in HR. Literal meaning, to accidentally pour a whole can of legumes on the kitchen pergo flooring. Contextual meaning, to divulge a secret, possibly with malicious intent. So let's explore the origin. Good one here, and we're only using one source today, and it's good old Reader's Digest, or RD.com. They say the origin on this one seems kind of all over the place because the word spill shows up in many different forms and at many different times in history. For example, for a few hundred years, the phrase "no use crying over spilled milk" has been used, and if you want to hear about the meaning behind that one, go back and listen to Idioms Episode 9. There are passages written by Edward Hellows from the 1500s that use the word spill very much like it's used today. That is to say, it's meant to express the divulging of some secret information. Prior to that, in the 14th century, the word spill took on a darker tone because it meant to let out or kill. Hence the phrase, to spill blood. It was very popular back then. But where many people think the true origin of this one lies is ancient Greece. You see, back then, people used beans in an effort to be able to vote on something anonymously. And these beans were cast in a jar. If you wanted to cast a yes vote, you put a white bean in the jar. If you wanted to cast a no vote, you put a black bean in the jar. Later on, the beans would be counted to reveal the winner. However, if somebody accidentally, or intentionally, bumped into the jar, thus knocking it over and spilling the beans, they would be revealing the results of the vote prematurely, and, in reference to the way we use it today, divulging a secret. You see how that works? You create a simple way for people to make their selection in confidence, and then some joker who sucked down too many white claws on an empty stomach loses his footing, sends the jar tumbling, and ruins everybody's day. And do you know what they call that dope? A hero, because he's revealing the real truth behind our corrupt political system. Relax, everybody. They probably just call him Randy. So that's it. Episode 59 of Idioms is complete, and I think the next presidential election should be done by a bean vote, with Lady Gaga counting the tally in Vegas that night. I'm your host, David Dyer. Thanks for listening. Check back for new episodes every Tuesday and Friday, but until then, I'll catch you on the flip side.